So your health right now is really spectacular. You work out in the gym, you're on a treadmill, you do, as you say, yoga, and you're working in a full bore. How long did it take to get back to actually better health than what you started?
It did not take long at all, and I'm reminded that I think I have more energy today than I did before kidney failure. I think I'm in better shape. I have more energy. I just have a purpose about living now. When you've been given a second chance at life, when so many other people could have been given that chance, but it's you now, how you treat people, all people. I think the important thing is always to follow doctor's orders. You don't start, they give you a list of things, what you should do, how much you can lift. You really have to pay attention. I was telling a friend of mine that those who do kidney transplants and work on who's in this field, they've been doing this for a reason. They know they are the experts, and you try not to deviate from what they're suggesting that you do. And if you stay on track and listen to the directions, it's a lot better than not doing that. And so I've been pretty blessed and lucky with my treatment plan.
So what message would you share with someone who's facing the possibility of needing a transplant?
Not being afraid to, if you don't feel comfortable in asking someone for a kidney, to have people around you who can do that job for you. You will be surprised of just the energy, the surgery, the expertise that they do have here at UNC Chapel Hill Hospitals. If you're on dialysis, I would say that pay attention. They give you, here are the foods that you can eat. Here's how much liquid that you have to have in your body. Don't deviate. It's not worth it. And don't give up. I think so many times it's easy with kidney failure for people, for myself, to give up. I had one of the best pity parties I could have until my wife sent an email to me that said that she didn't think that she married a quitter. And oftentimes you find yourself in a predicament or a situation like this that you would have never imagined in your life. But when you find in that, you just have to keep people around you to encourage you and to lift you up when you have nothing left on the inside. But it's a journey. And then I think once you receive the kidney transplant, I think our job now is to go out what we're doing today and to tell other people about your experience, to encourage them, because we are a community. We are those who gone through something similar, and it's important that we bring along others who are experiencing the same thing.
It's really important, all the things you just said. I just want to stress the message, though, that it's sometimes very important for loved ones and friends to help ask that question, because it is very hard to say, will you please give me your right kidney?
That's
it's
right.
Easier if your spouse or your loved one or a colleague can reach out for you.
And you'll be surprised. I would say don't always look in your circle. Oftentimes in life, I think this one takeaway, it's easy to look at your group of friends, your family members, but I think the amazing thing about this is that there are so many other people that watch you every day, that know you every day. You'll be surprised what they're willing to do, and to risk their body, to risk their injuries to them. But it just leaves you with a feeling that I cannot even express with words. But I do believe that it's something that, once you receive it, it's important that you deliver the message to so many other people. And it leaves you grateful and thankful for the second chance at life.